From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansas. Rhythm and blues pioneer Louis Jordan of Brinkley influenced those we consider to be R&B and rock influences themselves. Chuck Berry, James Brown, B.B. King, Bo Diddley, Ray Charles, and many more. Jordan's influence is so broad in part because he was so popular in his prime. He not only had more than 50 top 10 hits through the 1940s, many of his number one hits would stay at the top for weeks at a time. Musically, the Monroe County native is best known, then and now, for his up-tempo, near-novelty songs like Caledonia Boogie, Ain't Nobody Here But Us Chickens, Choo 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 Boogie, Five Guys Named Moe, and Saturday Night Fish Fry. But Jordan was also a great live performer, dancer, singer of ballads, and had fantastic chops on the saxophone and other horns. Another overlooked wrinkle in the talent and influence of Louis Jordan is his embrace and popularization of calypso music. Jordan first recorded this song early in the morning during the same sessions he recorded the show's opener, a song called Run Joe. That was in April 1947, a decade before the American calypso boom. But Jordan had long been interested in calypso music. He tried to accommodate immigrants from the islands who came to the clubs he played in the Northeast. From 1944, Peggy Thomas, a singer and dancer in Jordan's Timpani Five, had taught him songs from her youth in Trinidad. According to Jordan's full-length biography by John Chilton, Jordan's physician at the time solidified Jordan's decision to regularly feature Caribbean music in his sets. Dr. Walter Merrick was born in 1896 on St. Vincent Island and became a composer and historian of Caribbean music. Merrick co-wrote Run Joe with his Trinidad-born lyricist Joe Willoughby. Jordan co-wrote Early in the Morning, and in the early 1950s, Jordan recorded this song he wrote with Willoughby called Time Marches On.
Time marches on, the young gets old and the old get cold, time marches on.
In March 1951, Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five embarked on a successful tour of the Caribbean. Using the Myrtle Park Hotel in Kingston, Jamaica as their home base, the band flew out to play Haiti, Guyana, and Trinidad, in addition to their shows in Jamaica. Most of the shows were outdoors. The crowd knew well of Jordan's songs and yelled not only for his calypso numbers, but also his other hits. Aaron Eisenhall, Timpani Five trumpeter since the mid-1940s, called the tour the highlight of all his travels with Jordan. However, no one in the group liked the food very much.
Down the road came a junco partner. Boy, he was loaded with misery. He was knocked out loaded, and he wobbled all over the street.
Louis Jordan recorded the Caribbean-tinged version heard here of Junco Partner in 1952. Jordan continued to feature calypso numbers in his live act, recordings, and films. And who could blame him? Stone Cold Dead in the Market, his duet with Ella Fitzgerald, was number one for 5 weeks. Run Joe was number one for 2 weeks. And songs like Early in the Morning and Pushka Peachy Pie were hits and became mainstays in his set list throughout his long career. Louis Jordan died February 4th, 1975. His contributions to American popular music, as well as Caribbean popular music, are still being estimated more than a century after his birth. From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansas.